Welcome to the Messiah's Branch Broadcast, a one-hour prophecy program on the American Voice Radio Network, featuring Pastor Dan of the Messiah's Branch Ministry. And now, here's Pastor Dan.
Welcome to the Messiah's Branch Prophecy Hour. We're broadcasting live from the Flint Hills of Kansas, and we're on the American Voice Radio Network.
Today's date is March 19th, 2020.
Saints, the world is in turmoil. Most still don't realize it, but we are in that time of the end, and that's the time before Messiah's glorious return. So it's time to get out of sin in the world and look to the holy city. Look to the one who suffered and died for you. Hear the sound of the shofar. Heed the warning. Get right now before it's too late. Please make this choice for Yeshua tonight. If you need help after the program, call me. I'll pray for you or with you. If you get the machine, please leave your prayer request, your name, number, prayer request, and or message.
And the phone number is 620-878-4682. That's 620-878-4682. And in the case of an emergency, you can text Dan, let him know you're calling him on his cell at 316-619-4886. 316-619-4886. You can always find the updates with the breaking news and about the mission, Wichita Mission Church, Radio Program Archives, and all the contact information is over at our ministry hub, which is simply prophecyhour.com. That's prophecyhour.com. We're a national satellite radio program, which is simulcast live on the net and internationally on YouTube and on some FM stations. So please, please pray about supporting airtime. It's not free. On another note, let's thank our listener base in places worldwide like Paraguay, Czech Republic.
Prague,
Czech Republic, Winnipeg, Canada, Brisbane, Australia. Was that old?
OLD, moving okay. Right along.
And then the good old cities of the USA, which is Portland, Oregon, Houston, Texas, and San Diego, California. And Wichita, Kansas is still the largest group of listeners that listen to it when it podcasts later tonight.
Well, okay, stop a second. I haven't checked that because our internet's been down. So somebody could have outdid Wichita. And I will say this, this week our programs that we've been doing skyrocketed up in listeners, and probably because, they're recognizing that we have been talking consistently about what?
The coronavirus.
Yeah, and it's not the beer virus. Okay, now, prayer, and then we'll get on with the program. Dear Heavenly Father, in Yeshua HaMashiach's name, I pray. Father, I pray radio tonight goes according to your will, not our will, Father. We put everything in your hands, and we just ask you to bless this program tonight and give people ears in which to hear the truth. In Yeshua HaMashiach's name, bless this program tonight. Amen and amen. Well, folks, a lot of things are on my heart because of what's going on, and we're going to start with this. Things are getting worse each day, and the plan was leaked out that said the federal government was thinking this could even last 18 months. We've been trying to warn you to get ready since early January, well ahead of many of the other prophecy-related so-called watchmen. In fact, many are still in denial because this just doesn't fit with their personal view of prophecy. So they say, oh, it'll pass. Or some other mediocre things. People are in denial, even prophecy people. My thoughts from the heart are this. The Word says that we see through the glass darkly when it comes to biblical prophecy. One reason we are so blind, that's one reason we're so blind, is because we over here in the West, we think that we're the center of everything without realizing that the Bible is a book about the whole world, but it centers around it, Israel, and events that are going to happen, and how Yeshua will return, and all of Israel will be saved at that time. He still loves him, and by the whole world, they would be blessed. But before we go on with this, we've got a song to play, and then we'll go on into it.
tell you a message to deliver it all. If you'll give an ear to these words I say, compassion for the lost will grow strong. As I fix my eyes on humanity, watching as they run to and fro, a burden fills my heart and the time is short. They're soon to lose their souls and they don't know. The Bible says they're walking in darkness. They cannot see the road that they're on. Broad and it entices them with pleasures, and further down that road they are drawn. And as I fix my eyes on humanity, watching as they run to and fro, a burden fills my heart and the time is short. They're soon to lose their souls and they don't know. Every single day we have is one more chance to snatch a soul from entering hell. But don't you know these evil days are numbered? So get to work and do your job well. And as I fix my eyes on humanity, watching as they run to and fro, a burden fills my heart and the time is short. Soon to lose their souls and they don't know. Now you've heard this message that was on my heart. Now don't forget we haven't much time. The vineyard's ripe, the field is white, the workers are few, and the harvest time is now in its prime. As I fix my eyes on humanity, watching as they run to and fro, a burden fills my heart and the time is short. They're soon to lose their souls and they don't know. They're soon to lose their souls and they don't know.
Okay, folks, we're back. Anyway, this thing that we're in is part of the end times. This thing we're in is part of the end times. And I really think the worst is yet coming. We haven't seen the worst of this yet. The worst calls these things called, they're called birth pains, which means a pregnant woman, they start mild generally and then rescind it and come on worse again. Now, isn't that how birth pains go, Mother?
Yeah.
Right. So, but during those times when the birth pain comes on and it gets mild, that gives the woman a warning and to get ready for the stronger pains and the final birth pain, that will bring on something wonderful, which is Yeshua HaMashiach. But it is really hard. So worldwide, folks, today the world needs to repent. You know, but today mostly I'm speaking to America, who and those that are existing in the Babylon of the internet and where every vile thing lurks and evil of every sort resides there. Today we need to repent of all the bad things that we've done and get ready, as we should already be ready to meet our Maker. We should be that way at every moment of our life, because you never know what's going to happen to you, whether it's coronavirus or something else. It's just terrible. So when we do this, then what are we to be judged by? What is it Yeshua going to look about at when he comes? We've said it many times. Yeshua, of course, takes away the sin of the world through our repentance, and he judges us by our fruits. And so what are the fruits? So it goes like this. When the Son of Man shall come in all his glory and all the holy angels with him, and he shall sit upon the throne of his glory, And before him shall all the nations be gathered, and he shall separate them one from another, as a shepherd divideth his sheep from the goats. And he say on his sheep, he will say on his sheep on his right hand, and he put the goats on the left. And then shall the king say unto them, come you blessed of my father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was a hungered, and you gave me meat. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you took me in. Naked, and you clothed me. And I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came unto me. Then shall the righteous answer him, saying, Lord, when saw thee a hungered, and fed thee, or thirsty, and gave thee drink? When saw thee a stranger, and took thee in, or naked, and clothed thee? Or when saw thee sick, or in prison, and came unto thee? And the king shall answer and say unto them, Verily I say unto you, insomuch as you have done it unto the least of my brethren, you have done it unto me. Then shall he say unto them on the left hand, Depart from me, you cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was a hungered, and you gave me no meat. I was thirsty, and you gave me no drink. I was a stranger, and you took me not in. Naked, and you clothed me not. Sick, and in prison, and you visited me not. Then shall they also answer him, saying, Lord, when saw thee a hungered, or a thirst, or a stranger, or naked, or sick, or in prison, and did not minister unto thee? And then shall he say, Verily I say unto you, insomuch as you did it not to one of the least of these, you did it not unto me. And these shall go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into eternal life. We will be judged on how we treat others. As the golden rule says, do unto others as you would have them do unto yourself. Be about your father's business. Support those who are working while there's still yet time. So we're really in a bad place. I really do not think that we're through the worst of it yet. It's going to get worse. Otherwise, they wouldn't be doing things like sending out money. So, Mom, what's the deal with the money?
Trump says he's going to send every American $1,000 and every American child $500. So, actually, it's going to be $2,000 per adult and $1,000 per child, but it's in two payments. So, $1,000 and $500 twice.
Right. So they're going to send some. They're going to send some around the 1st of April. They said 3 weeks from what I looked at. It says they're still trying to figure out how to do that. And, of course, they're not sending it to millionaires, so not every American's going to get it. But you brought up a good point. They say they're going to send it to every American. What about the poor? I mean,
what about the homeless that don't have nowhere to send it to? And now they're closing all the shelters and all the places to eat, and they have no one, nowhere, nothing.
Okay, I wasn't going to talk about that yet, but we can talk about that now. What are you talking about? How do you know that they're closing things down? The folks don't know, so.
Because when we went Tuesday, you got a phone call that asked, are you going to be open because everything else is closed? Okay, then when we got there, the place that brings us food told us that they closed down the mission, which is a man's shelter, and they weren't letting anybody in. And then the people, two or three of the people, said they were closing down the overflow shelter and weren't letting any in. And we had more people show up than normal because they closed the open door, which is the day shelter where they go and eat and get out of the,
routine
or whatever. But we didn't open either because of the coronavirus.
What do you mean by opening?
The doors to let them come in the building. We opened the gates and let them in the backyard. So we made sack lunches and passed out sack lunches Tuesday and told them we would be there as long as we can.
Right.
As long
Amen.
As we can, we'll make sack lunches and pass them out the back door, but they can't hang around because now you can't have crowds of over 10 people. So it's really hard to do, but we're going to be there as long as we can. It's like the sandwiches. We went to get bread. They had a limit on 2 loaves of bread. We need at least 20. So I found a manager, and he allowed us to get it. But I don't know if we can do that every Tuesday and every Friday, and that's what we need every Tuesday and every Friday. The people that brought us eggs couldn't even bring us eggs. We've got 15 dozen eggs, which is enough for Friday.
Yeah.
But I don't even know if we can buy bologna, and we need 15 packs of bologna.
Okay.
And the story's on and on. I don't know if we'll be able to get the supplies to do what we need to do.
Okay, I'm going to let you talk. Look, I pulled your string. I'm going to let you talk. I just got a question, and I'll let you answer it. What was the condition of the store? We went and we looked for bologna and cheese and stuff. What was that?
Empty, nothing. No, nothing left. All gone.
Right, there was nothing left.
All the shelves were bare. Not all of them, but all the essential pasta, eggs, bread, all the stuff you need was gone. Toilet paper, paper towels, napkins, all the stuff was gone.
Yeah, and I even tried to get, we did get lucky, let's go like this. I tried to get my son, my 19-year-old, you know, his generation, you know what they devour a lot of. Ramen noodles, you know, the different kinds of ones.
Yeah.
And he likes the teriyaki beef. And so I was going to get him some. And all of the noodles.
Which is a normal because he gets 4 or 5 every week. And so he didn't get his. Well, he did. I got him some of Sam's, but not his normal kind that he likes. They got teriyaki beef, but they're a different brand. He just has to take what he could get this week.
Well, he did, but he was shocked. He said,
yeah.
And see, that shows, even though he's around us and everything, and we talk all the time, it shows you how their generations again are kind of disconnected. He said, why did you buy a old big cake? I said, well, Elijah, that's all we could get was the cake.
Yeah, I had to get them at Sam's, and that's how they came in. There was 15 in a pack. I said, well, you got to last a while. And those are the ones he ate before you found the ones you've been getting him anyway. So he's in good shape.
Yeah, okay. But the point about that was is just that the stores were vacant.
Vacant, yeah.
Okay. And so
the bread shelf, gone. They had a limit 2 loaves, but they were still very scarcely, almost empty.
Yeah. But I didn't feel bad about taking 20. We took 21 loaves of bread. Let's move on. Okay, so as we were leaving town, we decided to have, I realized I had Nate, and so I thought, well, we'll go, Wendy's was right there next to the gas station where we filled up, so we went over there and got us, they had a hamburger deal, 2 hamburgers for $5.
Drive-through only.
But it was interesting what the young man said.
What
to
the worker told us,
said,
right?
You remember what he said?
Yeah, I remember what he
said.
We'll
tell the folks.
So we're only open through the drive-thru as of right now. At the first of the week, we're probably going to close the whole store.
And he said he thought in another city, Newton. Now, we didn't go over to Newton check. He said that some stores and restaurants over in Newton were already closing. A lot of food places are going to close. They can't afford to be open or whatever. Now, Trump, now I've seen that some places like not only Wendy's but Burger King and some other places have come forward and said, they're going to try and keep the drive-thrus open as long as possible. Actually, Burger King, I don't know how they're getting away with it. And I don't know whether that was nationwide, but it looked like it was the big, the big wheel or whatever that was speaking for the country said today that their dining rooms are still open. And I don't know how they could do that with only supposed to be under 10 people there. But they're stepping up the way they sanitize everything. And
you're supposed to be 6 foot away from everybody, so I don't know how they're going to do that.
Well, but he said it today, and so, you know, I think that, but everything is changing by the minute.
Right.
You know, it's like what we say right now might not be true in 10 minutes.
Right.
You know? I mean, it absolutely might not be true in 10 minutes. So that's the way it is. A big thing that gets me, though, is, you know, it shows you how unprepared America is. You know, when you see everybody running to the store, you know, most people probably have one meal in their icebox or whatever, you know, and go to the store every day. You just shouldn't be that way.
Right, and in times like this, you really shouldn't be eating out anyway because you don't know the people that are handling your food, whether they've got been
right.
working at, they're sick and at work or... You don't know, so it's better safe just to prepare your own food and eat at home.
Well, right, absolutely. Like when we go Friday, any trip that I make, we're divorced. We're not from the food thing. We're going to take bottles of water with us and make us a sandwich or something or whatever to take along with us because other than stopping and getting gas, I'm not trusting any drive-thrus or any of those things. It's just stupid. And I don't read a lot in them anyway, but I find myself in Wichita once in a while, and I look for the cheapest.
Yeah, especially since they just released the report yesterday about your mail. It can even travel to you on your mail. After you handle your mail, you're supposed to wash your hands with soap and water. But when my husband told me that, guess what? We get our mail out of the lockbox because of the dogs kept biting our postal service worker. So they put everybody's mail in a lockbox down there, and you have to go down there and get your mail. So you get that little can of Lysol and take it with you and spray the box. Spray the mail before you take it out of the box. Because it only makes sense, because if you go down there and get the mail and put it in your car and take it home, and it's all the germs are, if it's on your mail, then it's going to be all over your car and anywhere you lay that mail. So what's the logical thing to do? Spray it before you touch it.
Yeah, I'm totally.
Mandy looked at me like I had a letter for him. It was a scholarship letter that he got. And he'd come out of his bedroom, and I was sitting there spraying it with Lysol. I said, "Mom, what are you doing?" I'm like, "They said you can get corona on the mail now. So when you open that letter, either spray it, read it, or wash your hands after you read it and throw it away. Don't lay it down anywhere." Then he found out it was a scholarship, so I took it and sprayed the letter too. And I said, "Okay, it's safe. You can have it now. Go wash your hands."
Oh,
so he thought I was nuts yesterday, but hey.
Thought you were nuts? You hear that, folks? Thought? Okay, moving right along. So it's really dangerous out there. Our first priority should be in right with the Father. We're right with the Father through the Son in repentance. But that means change our ways. This is a time that you should do it. And it's just not, well, okay, if this thing passes, then you go back to being in the world and go back to doing all the world things. We all need to change. We need to take a look, second look at ourselves. Don't worry about your neighbor until you've cleaned up your own act.
Well, and then I also, their report, we watch Owen News, One American News, and yesterday, right after that, a report came on there that China is not, again, doing a cover up. They're not telling us the truth. They're not, because they said they shut down all their hospitals because they didn't have enough patients. Oh, we got
to
go?
Yeah, wait, stop.
Okay, well,
tell them where to find
this.
I know that.
We'll talk about it when we come back then. We'll be back in 4 minutes and 10 seconds. I don't know. We'll be back.
That's a warning, folks.
Go away. Pastor Dan will be right back.
And as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be also in the days of the Son of Man. Luke 17:26.
As in the days of Noah, keeps ringing in my ear. People laugh and scoff when they hear the end is near. They go right on with building, not giving God a thought. Forgetting about the flood, in anger he once brought. The spirit of old Noah is alive and well today, telling them of Jesus, that he's the only way. But most won't even listen, the devil's got them blind. They walk the path so broad, more riches trying to find. Some just think of money and how to get some more. But little do they realize God's closing up the door. Soon the door will close, and when they hear it slam, their riches will be all for naught and their soul forever damned. Thank you. you're one who put your trust in wealth, you've lots to fear. For the distant thunder's a rumbling and the storm is almost here. You must put your trust in Jesus, for He's our today. When the storm of darkness comes, in Him you will be saved. Yes, the spirit of old Noah is alive and well today, telling him of Jesus, that He's the only way. But most won't even listen, the devil's got them blind. They walk the path so broad, more riches trying to find. They walk the path so broad, more riches trying to find.
What would you do if you had to tell a person the most important information in the world, but you knew they wouldn't believe you? Would you tell them? Well, most would. So what is the most important information in the world to all people, nations, and languages? The most important thing to do is to receive Jesus, but the most important thing not to do is don't take the mark of the beast, because those taking the mark of the beast do not get soul death, but are eternally tormented in hell. Revelation 14:11 says, "The smoke of their torment ascendeth up forever and ever, and they have no rest day or night who worship the beast in his image, or whosoever receiveth the mark of his name." But how do you tell them? Give them the book, Miss the Mark. If they'll read this simple, thin, easy-to-read book, they will never take the mark of the beast. 1 for $20, but don't do that. We offer them in shrink-wrap sets of 10 to give away. 1 set of 10 for $30, 2 sets $45, 4 sets $70 at prophecyclub.com. Miss the Mark at prophecyclub.com. Miss the Mark at prophecyclub.com.
At the time of creation, God ended His work after 6 days, and He rested on the seventh day. At that time, He blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, made it holy. The fourth commandment states that the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord. The only honest conclusion that can be drawn is that Sunday, the first day of the week, cannot possibly be the Sabbath. The only remaining question is, could the days of the week have changed over time? A careful study of chronology reveals that even though calendar changes have occurred, the order of the days of the week have stayed the same. The Julian calendar, originating in 46 BC, was replaced with the Gregorian calendar in 1582. What took place is that 10 days were taken from the number of the days in the month. Friday, October 5th, became Friday, October 15th. One must also remember that it is only necessary to check the calendars back to the time of Christ. He certainly knew which day was the Sabbath. He created all things and instituted the observance of the Sabbath day. Yes, the Son of Man is Lord even of the Sabbath day. I'm Richard Reeves with Just the Facts. For more information, contact Partakers Publications, Post Office Box 23031, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28227, or visit our website at www.toolong.com.
Okay, we're back. This is Pastor Dan
and Linda Catlin.
And you're listening to Messiah's Branch Prophecy Hour on the American Voice Radio Network, folks. Anyway, moving right along. Let's get this out about the locusts.
What I was going to say is there was a report that came on that said that China was doing another cover-up and not telling us the truth, that they closed down all the hospitals that they had set up for the coronavirus. They closed down all 18 of them because they didn't need them anymore. But then they discovered that most of the people that they released out of those hospitals still have the coronavirus, and a big percentage of the people that had the coronavirus and recovered have got the coronavirus again. So they're not telling the truth about it.
Well, they haven't told the truth from the first, but let's go back up to this. I've seen that report, and there's also some more in there. They had stopped everybody. They stopped testing, period, for coronavirus in the country.
And China,
we're trying to make it look good.
Because
this is a big, huge blow to China. People aren't going to trust them and everything, and they're trying to make themselves look like they're out there to help everybody, and they did real good and everything. Well, they didn't. They botched it. If they'd just been truthful, they would have probably won everybody back for the but the point is the reason that other countries have it spread is they could have stopped it immediately, but they didn't stop it. They allowed flights with people that they knew it was infecting the world. Because their strategy was, we infect the world, then we won't get the blame for it.
Right, and they was trying to get that. Then Trump's press conference, they was trying to get him to say that, take back that it was, he called it the China virus because it come from China. And he goes, no, and they said, no, it's from China. He wouldn't back down from that at all.
Right.
No, it's the China virus. It's from China. Matter of fact, he even said in that same speech that Americans won't get their medication from China any longer. We're going to make them all in the United States.
Because China threatened to cut off all our medication.
Yeah, so we're not getting any more from
America. Well, we're still having to right now because
in the near future, we won't.
In the near future.
Yeah.
That's the point.
Right.
In the near future. I'm just saying we have to be clear because I know what you're talking about, but we got to make sure somebody doesn't hear us. Well, they said we're not getting them every more from China. Where'd you hear that? On Prophecy Hour. What a bunch of dummies over there.
No, I heard it on the President's press.
Right, but you heard him say, but the difference, I'm trying to show you the wording because people catch us on words. You said, we're not going to get it from them any longer. Yeah, we are still going to get them from them for a period of time, but we are bringing it all back. And that at some point we won't, hopefully really, really quickly soon. And China is the one that is going to fall to all this.
Right.
Because I really believe, now look, people ask me, what do you think? I think this is a birth pain. I think that absolutely we're in the time of the end. And this, I don't know how worse it could get. The government had looked on things different than us. They've looking at a report came out that 18 months. They're talking like preparing for 18 months. Well, I'm glad that they have a plan in place, and I hope it's shorter, but if it's longer, then I'm glad they have a plan. And I do trust Trump because, there's some even predominant Democrats that hate his guts, like Ilhan Omar, that Muslim girl that's in Congress that married her brother and all that stuff. She has been one of the biggest people with hatred towards Trump, and she came out and said that, bragged, and said he was doing a very good job right now.
Cool.
And so have other Democrats and news agencies saying it. Well, he's a wartime president. That's old school. That's how we should be. We're supposed to bind together. That's what Americans are supposed to do, is bind together. Put aside your differences, bind together. We can fight later, but right now, let's get the job done. I do believe that we have, there's a strong possibility. I haven't had a dream or vision on it, but I feel in my heart that we will come back out of this. If we do, I do believe the economy will roar back because we've got the right guy in charge, President Trump. But let's remember that we don't worship, the Father put Trump in as president of this country. It's him that we give the credit. Our faith has to be based in Yeshua, not Trump, and the Father.
Right.
Let's go back over here. There is a...
Damn.
People want to know about the... So you got Corona over there?
No, I have a chronic cough from COPD.
I know, I was joking. Anyway, the locust, we've been talking about that a lot. And, the plague of locusts, is supposed to, it's descending upon the Middle East in time for Passover. Go ahead, read this little thing.
The plague of locusts is set to descend upon the Middle East in time for Passover. The extremely alarming desert locust swarms forming in Horn of Africa, but will skip Holy Land. Why? I have found out yet, except...
I have not found out yet, except
I would always give credit to Yahweh the Father.
Okay, stop. That was supposed to be my comment, but that's all right.
Okay, well then...
No, I'm joking. I'm joking. I know. I'm joking. But yeah, I haven't, that part I haven't found out yet, why it isn't, but, go ahead.
The locusts are spreading to through the Horn of Africa and beyond, with over 17 countries fighting them off, while the Chinese authorities have unleashed a rather unusual weapon to fight huge swarms of locusts as they continue to move eastward towards China, an army of 100,000 ducks. The video released by China's state-run news website CGTN shows thousands of ducks waddling down a road to confront 400 billion locusts approaching the country near the border where it meets Pakistan and India. Really? That's who did it? China? That's amazing. I know you said somebody did, but I didn't know it was China.
Yeah, it's China. But that's hilarious, you know.
100,000 ducks? That would be something. Well, the swarm...
It shows thousands of ducks waddling down. Oh, yeah, an army of
100,000 ducks.
That's hilarious. But I read on about it, one duck can consume a huge amount of locusts. But the point is regardless, China's fighting it off, and it's kind of amusing that way. A couple of things going on here. It's going to be in Egypt at Passover time.
Oh, wow.
It's a plague of locusts. You get anything out of that?
And wasn't the locust the first plague?
It was one of the plagues, yes. The locust was a plague.
That's what I got out of it.
So it took you a minute. But
no, I got it out when you first, way back when we started talking about the locust.
Okay, but we didn't know this report just came out today and yesterday.
About it being in the Egypt area.
About it will be on Passover. It will be in the Egypt area. And number two, that while it's going to not affect Israel, it's not going to be in Israel. And as everybody knows, Egypt and Israel are right next to each other. Now, why, and that's why I made the comment, why it's not going to be in Israel, I don't know. I do give credit to Yahweh, but it's going to be in Egypt, just like the first plague was in Egypt during Passover. And this plague will pass over Israel. It's not going to be in Israel and affecting their crops during Passover. And this Passover will be the first time in thousands of years that they're actually going to be able to make a Passover sacrifice on the Temple Mount, which is a great historic thing. We folks are headed towards the time of the end, you know, and these things would be reinstituted during the time of the end. That's what the word says. And whether a temple will be built, I don't know. But the point is we're headed towards these times, and that's what all this thing is about. Now, another thing, we really need you folks to get behind us in several different ways. We're trying to keep you informed. In fact, if you think about it, if you're a regular listener, we have been putting this out here about the corona and how bad it would be since about the 1st of January. I looked up the programs, how long we've been doing a program. You and I did a program every week on it, except for one time when you were gone. And then I still did a program about coronavirus. We've been warning about it this time. People are listening to us. Point is we need their support to be able to stay on radio. That's absolute. And something else that we're going to do is because of this going on, and I've been pressing to do it for a long time anyway, now we're only going to do radio Thursdays like we normally do. But, folks, I'm looking into putting out live on YouTube maybe during the week so I can record them and put it out on the podcast site so that we can keep you better informed. And folks that are listening on satellite, we're not going to abandon you. We're not abandoning our satellite radio program. We've been on American Voice Radio since 20, 2004 when they started, but we're expanding. We're looking at ways to expand, and I don't know if I'm going to be able to get you something every day, but at least every other day you will get an audio from us saying what's going on, maybe just a breakdown of the news.
Did I hear us? Are you volunteering me for radio every day, too? Is that what I heard?
Did you guys hear something? I didn't hear anything. Anyway, so we are going, anyway, America, now you just threw me out. Somebody do something about her. Messiah's Branch will be putting out some updates, and they will be audio updates, whether it'll be everyone, me and you, Mom, and I'm talking to my wife, Linda. I'm not talking to my mother. But we will, you know, it'll vary. It'll vary. And especially breaking things. In fact, at branch.podomatic.com, the people over there are trying to get everybody to do their corona stories. And so we may even be setting up a whole new account over there because they want us to use their service to do that over there. And they'll give a free pro account for it. So we're definitely going to be expanding radio, but we need you to support us. Now, we're also, as far as the Wichita Mission Church goes, as long as we can figure out a way to feed the people and do what we're doing over there, we're going to try our very, very best to do that. But on the other side of this, we still need your support, you longtime supporters. We still need your support because the bills, the other bills go on. Lights, gas, electric, and all those things over there, and the monthly mortgage, or not mortgage check, but we're leasing to own over there. Those things go on, so we still need Mission Church support no matter what, because this thing will die. I do believe it'll die down in a few, maybe in about 60 days when summer hits. Because as I looked up the coronavirus, and I've been seeing a lot of stuff. I've did so much research that my brain's about to explode. But one of the things that I found out is that, you know, we talked about whether it existed like a normal virus. Tell about the hospital thing real quick.
And I was going to say they had a nurse on that same press conference that he had that did say, but anyway, what I was trying to tell you is that's why hospitals and doctor's offices and all those places keep it cool, is because germs don't spread as bad in the cool weather. And that's exactly what the nurse said, on because somebody asked a question, one of the reporters asked a question about the heat killing the coronavirus, and she said that's not necessarily true. Keep it cool because germs spread less in the cool weather.
Okay, so that was a nurse?
A nurse that was on there, yeah.
Okay, one of the biggest doctors in the world that deal with viruses came forward and said that the coronavirus is different than a lot of viruses, and viruses are different. It says they do not exist in heat. The heat melts them. In fact, they strongly suggest that if you have access to a sauna and you've been exposed, go sit in a sauna, because that hot air that you breathe will literally melt the coronavirus. And they're even talking about a treatment, and I'll put a link over at the pastor's page when I can, that they show a hair dryer treatment where they take a hair dryer, put it on its lowest setting, put your hand behind the blow dryer so it doesn't put out as much air, and breathe in the hot air for about 5 minutes, and it will literally melt the coronavirus. The coronavirus can't exist over 100-and-something degrees. And that this virus does not, so they are looking, now this is a major guy, that doctor is who I'm talking about. And like a lot of things, you know, you read about it on the internet, but he looks reputable and everything like that. You got to take everything with a grain of salt nowadays. But the point is that he says that, you know, when it gets warm, it's going to die off. If you also look at all the timing of things, they say the next 2 months, or they were talking about 60 days, all seems to expire when the weather gets warmer.
Right, they say that, but then it's like the flu. They say that about the flu, too, but every year it comes back when it gets cold. So if it dies off, how can it?
It rescinds back. That doesn't mean it's completely dead and gone. That means that if it's like any probability of any other virus, it dies in the summertime. You know, once in a while you might get in the flu in the summertime, not very often. And then it comes back in winter. But usually when it comes back in winter, it's a different strain. And so Yeah, I look for it to come back in the winter, as do the doctors. But looks like we'll get a break during the summer, and then maybe that'll help us to get better prepared. And that's what I want to talk about now for a minute, is prepared. We shouldn't – look, the word tells us to prepare. We're not all just flying out. I mean, it doesn't matter. But Joseph prepared. He prepared for 7 years worth of famine. We need to be ready for this thing. And just because we get a break in a few weeks or whatever, we're in the end time. You need to prepare. I believe, honestly, in my heart of hearts, that you should stock up enough food for your household for in the short term for 2 or 3 months if you live in a city or a rental place, because you never know where you're going to move. But if you have access to a home or whatever, you should have at least a year's supply of food. And as now you can tell, you go to the store, you can't find everything that you need at the store, right?
Right.
You know, things like noodles and all those things, you think, well, I'll get some of those to stock up. Yeah, I didn't look at the bean aisle. Now, I imagine
I didn't look at the beans and rice, and I imagine they were probably all gone, too.
So here's the point. Preppers. Now, let's go with this. Everybody laughs at preppers. Doomsday preppers, whatever, been prepping for everything in the world. Nobody's laughing at them right now.
No.
They have food. They have everything that they need.
Yeah, they don't have to make a mad dash to the store for empty shelves.
Right. And so I did a little bit of research. I looked around, and then I talked to Stan Johnson of the Prophecy Club, and he turned me on to a food source that is supposed to be getting I'm recommending, if you're going to go buy storage food, their food lasts for 25 years. They also sell seeds, you know, that are non-heirloom seeds. Well, I mean, they're non-GMO. That's the point. They're non-GMO, and they're not...
They're not hybrids?
That's what I was looking for. Yeah, that's the words I was looking for. Thank you. I knew I had you around for a reason. But they're non-hybrid seeds, and so they'll reproduce.
Right. That's what you want.
Once you put in the ground, they'll reproduce. And so I believe everybody should plant their own gardens, and this is a great source for seeds, you know. And also, what's the other thing that you need? What's those stores out of? Begins with a W.
Water.
Folks, now, while I buy bottled water all the time because we just drink bottled water, I also have what you call a Berkeley filter sitting over there at the house that I can pour water in. I can pour mud water into it, and it'll come out pure to drink. You should also get one of these, you know what I'm saying? It doesn't have to be a Berkeley, but this company that I'm talking about also sells those. And so they sell a broad spectrum of things.
A silver machine, colloidal silver machine.
Yeah. Well, Jim Baker got in trouble for saying it online. New York.
Oh, he did?
New York suing Jim Baker over saying that it could possibly, that it works for some viruses and things, that it could worked for colloidal silver, but he didn't know. New York sued him and made him stop saying it.
Really?
Yeah, really. But here's the point. Colloidal silver does work on colds and viruses. I'm living proof of that.
I am, too. I've taken it for years.
And so is my family. So I think that you should get you a silver machine and learn how to make colloidal silver. That's a must. But anyway, back to this food source that I'm talking about. They'll make a donation to Messiah's Branch. This is my problem why I've never did this. Because, yes, if they make a sale, if somebody goes over there and buys them and uses the number that I can give them, then we'll get credit for it, and a little bit will go to the ministry. Well, that's a good thing, not a bad thing. And I'm going to tell you to buy storage food no matter what. And I know a lot of places, I trust these people. Stan Johnson trusts them. I trust the people. And so if you contact me, the only reason I'm not giving the name out right now, I don't want you all, if you all rush over there right at this second, we don't have the number yet to give you so that we would get credit for it. Pray about it. If you feel like you're going to get storage food, don't let me push you into it. Then go over there and get it. And for the record, their storage food lasts 25 years shelf life. 25 years. And so you don't have to overdo it. First, strongly suggest, go to the store and get it. These people, the food that they give you is going to be in store or any storage facility nowadays. They'll put them in buckets and things that that will keep. You understand? And so that you have it. You've got some buckets sitting in your closet. Well, it makes it portable. You know what I'm saying? But you should have it as a backup. In fact, we have some backup food that's that way, but we don't use it. We're going to go to the store and try to make sure we've got everything we need by the store. That's backup, you know? So anyway, I don't feel bad about telling you that. In fact, I will tell you the name of I don't even have it in front of me, because there's several of them. They're almost named the same. Contact me. I'll try and put it out on the next radio program that we're going to attempt to do in an hour from now, if my internet's still working, because it's down. I'm running off my phone today.
Right.
Okay, so we got about 3 minutes. You got anything to say about any of it?
Well, I would say we need help at the mission, but we've already said all that, so I don't know.
Well, we do need help. We need help with the Wichita Mission Church. Right now, and if you live in Wichita and you can score some bread or some eggs or lunch meat or any of those things, contact us, because we're giving bag lunches out. And if one of you over there want to volunteer and help us right at 1 o'clock when we get there on Friday, to help us to make the sandwiches and bag them up so we can give them out.
Well, I'm trying to plan on being there at 12 so I can have an extra hour to get them all ready and ready to go, so we don't have to have more than 10 inside the gate at once. We can just pass them out and send them on
as we go.
Yeah, because when we get there, there'll be at least 20 people there, and if you get there at 1. So if I get there before the people get there, if I get there at 12, then I can hand them out as they come, and they won't have to stick around.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. But, and again, we could still use some help, you know, to do that. We could use a person to do that. But if you got extra bread, we could use that.
Or if you find eggs.
Or even if you know of a source to go where we can go buy them at. I mean, whether you want to donate the eggs or you want to give us the source or whatever, that would be very helpful.
And if you're paranoid about coming down there, you can call us ahead of time. We'll come out to the car and get them. You won't even have to get out of your vehicle.
Yeah, in fact, I just said that to somebody else.
Yeah, we can come out to the parking lot and get them. You won't even have to go around the people or get out of your vehicle.
Yeah, absolutely. So, folks, just be careful and be safe. Try to do what you can. But remember, we're going to be judged through all this on how we care for one for another, you know.
Right.
It's just not all that.
Hold off on clothes and all that kind of thing, because we're not having a clothes closet or none of that while this is going on. So we're just going to focus on sack lunches for now.
Right.
Some hygiene bags.
Hygiene bags, anything that we could give out in a bag, you know what I'm saying? Apples.
If you got snacks,
fruit.
Yeah, that's kind of snack foods we can put in the bag with them, then that'd be great.
Yeah, chips, you know, that'd be nice. Cupcakes, anything like that.
Right.
Anything like that. Okay, folks, first off, and now this proves the mission is the last hope for so many. The other places shut down, and they wasn't doing anything, and so what? We're there. We gave them out sandwiches. We gave them sandwiches in a bag, and they got tea, and they got a donut, and they always wanted a donut, and you gave them some leftover goulash. But they got to have that donut, man. They're just all over that. But all donations, no matter what size, helps, and the Father notices all donations that come from where?
The heart.
The heart. Folks, you can donate online or over the phone or mail a check or money order, and you can find all that information at prophecyhour.com. Now, we're asking if you're mailing donations, mail them to, I'm going to change the address in the website in a little bit when I can get full internet, but mail them to 230 West 4th Street, Florence, Kansas. Some of you mail to the Mission Church at 900 South Broadway, but we may get separated from that, and we'd rather the donations come here.
We may not be able to travel over there, right?
Yeah, because they may.
Day by day is changing, so.
It's changing day by day, minute by minute.
Right, and there is one case of coronavirus in Wichita, Kansas at Wesley Hospital under quarantine, and the person isn't from Sedgwick County, but they have him. He's been there for 7 days now. So him or her, they won't even release him if it's a male or female.
And they said they didn't know where, and even that person, they didn't know where he got,
it. Yeah, or how many people he'd been around and all that. So, yeah, it is in Wichita, Kansas.
Anyway, folks, so you repent. When we come out of this I pray that you're different. Don't spend so much time in the world. Consider your loved ones. And if you're worried about it, this and that, or losing internet and all those things, like I said the other day, the bigger thing I think you should think about is when this is over and said and done, how many people that you know are going to be dead from this. And so you need to take this serious. This isn't just something that's whatever, what?
It's like I was telling our oldest son last night. He called me and said, Mom, everything's sold out. I can't find nothing I need. I'm like, yeah, I know. People need to start shopping for God because God's what's going to save them, not all the stuff they can buy. And he said, yeah, you're so right, Mom.
Yeah, amen. So that was my name.
That was Daniel, yeah.
Yeah, and that's Daniel 2. Daniel 2. Anyway.
Yeah, he said, you're so right, Mom, because he's been all over looking for specific stuff that he needs on every day.
Well, I don't have the time,
though. They're sold out.
Okay.
Amen.
Folks, remember, always, always be a blessing to others. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. That's praying for Yeshua's return, because there'll never be peace until he does return. And the Bible tells us to pray for Jerusalem. Lord our God, Father, King, Universe, asking Yeshua HaMashiach's name, that the Father blesses and keeps you, and his face shines upon you, and he's gracious to you, and he gives you peace like no one or nothing else can. Until an hour from now, this is Pastor Dan saying goodbye and shalom.
And Sister Linda, shalom.
You've just heard the Messiah's Branch broadcast featuring Pastor Dan. To contact Dan on the internet, go to messiahsbranch.org. To write to Dan, send a note to Messiah's Branch, 230 West 4th Street, Florence, Kansas, 66851. Tune in next time for Messiah's Branch.